Dara Williams wanted to know why some towns flourish and others don't. So, while touring, she began to ask questions. One of the answers she found was what she calls positive proximity, where living side by side with other people is experienced as beneficial.
It's kind of the ethos in the air. You know, there's a sense of we've got something to work on. You need positive proximity in the air in order for leadership to work and in order for people to have a sense of place and a sense of meaning, and also to be able to reach out to one another and address inequality, loneliness, racism, and feelings of isolation.
Williams sees those lofty goals achieved on the ground with people working together, as they did in Carrboro, North Carolina.
There was a food truck issue. Somebody didn't want food trucks, but the town got to work, and within a week there was a food truck ordinance. And I said, how did that get passed so quickly? And the former mayor who I was interviewing said, the people here just know that they own the town. And that sense of the collective is something that you sort of achieve and accumulate and arrive at over time.
Douglas Jackson organized this evening's talk by Dara Williams. He works for the Virginia Department of Housing and Community Development, helping communities revitalize their downtowns. He also founded Book City Roanoke to promote and support literary arts. Book City Roanoke hosted several discussions on building community based on what I found in 1,000 towns.
We did 8 chapter conversations leading up to this dinner, and each one was different. And we just used the book really as a launching point to talk about what is happening in Roanoke.
What Jackson sees happening is positive, and he says he wants to build on that.
Is everyone invited? Are we aligning the abilities and resources and skills and energy of everyone in the community? Are there some people we're leaving out? And that theme has run through the entire conversation. And that's where I think we have some opportunity to do more.
And Dara Williams agrees on Roanoke's positive direction.
People who come to Roanoke say, I came here for a year and I've been here for 20. That was like 5 people said that to me. You know, Roanoke's the kind of place like a fall-in-love city, which is if I fell in love with somebody in Roanoke, I could happily live there.
Dara Williams will be joined for this evening's talk by Roanoke author Beth Macy. The event is sold out, but will be streamed online via Facebook Live. I'm Luke Church.
Under a low cloud, out of the northwest and through the Rocky Mountains, across the prairies to the Appalachian rises, now the Pennsylvania farms into the traffic of the eastern cities, into my town, onto my street. Up the stairs into my house, grab the kids and out the back into the garden.